David, thanks for coming in and talking with me. I appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So first of all, congratulations. You're just recently graduated from Montezuma Cortez High School. How are you feeling?
I have. Thank you very much. I don't know how I'm feeling exactly. I've avoided the topic of feeling anything about it because you're supposed to feel sad. You're supposed to feel excited as well. And I couldn't quite grasp either of those emotions fully. So I decided to just ignore feeling.
Interesting.
I wanted to just dive into the summer as I would any other summer, expecting to go back to school. I will be, not the same school, and I'll be quite a bit away. But it's still school. It's still going back into a routine. I didn't want to get overly excited to something huge and different because I feel I wouldn't want to be disappointed. And I didn't want to be sad about leaving because I did accomplish something. I did actually do something good, and so I didn't want to put myself down for that. But so I just kind of stayed in the middle, and I'm not sure what I'm feeling exactly.
Didn't want to go to one extreme or the other,
exactly,
it sounds
yeah.
like. Did you grow up here in Cortez?
I grew up around the country traveling with my mom and dad. My dad was a traveling ER nurse, actually. And so we went all around the country up until I was about 12 or 13. And then I went to Lighthouse Christian Academy until my freshman year. And then I went to the high school. I was born in Durango, spent a few years here, and then we went off on our way. So I've had an odd growing up.
Well, it sounds like you're used to transition and change in your life, though.
Transition is definitely a normal thing for me. I'm not fond of change, but I embrace it. So I wouldn't call any other place home besides here, but I wouldn't say I necessarily grew up here.
Well, what are your plans for next fall? What are you going to be doing?
I'm enrolled in University of Colorado at Colorado Springs. I am an English major. But lately I've been getting more and more into video producing and film. And so I plan on going into a combination of the two. I had planned on going into screenplay writing from the beginning. But I don't know. It's just it'll be whatever happens next that applies to both film and English writing, you know. I'm just going to take it one step at a time, see what I can do and see how far I can push myself. Because I've done a lot in this town. I've done as much as I could for as many people as I could. And I feel like it's a good thing that I graduated because it's time for me to go on to my next thing and do the same thing in a bigger place.
Do you think it's fair for people to ask you at this point in your life, what do you want to do with your life?
I don't think it's fair for them to expect an immediate answer. But I do think it is necessary to ask that question because if no one asked me, I wouldn't be thinking about the future. I would be thinking about the here and now, and I would get stuck in some job that made me money and just do the same thing for the rest of my life. I'd rather be asked and be stressed out and put in a difficult position in order to move forward instead of just never being pushed and just kind of staying dormant. So I don't know if it's fair to expect an answer and get mad if they don't give an answer, but I do think it is a fair question to ask.
Yeah, I think people are just curious about, you know, what's on your mind. But I do understand also that at this point in your life, you may not really know or you know, have those expectations already.
It's a scary moment. It's a scary part of life. I'm technically, in the law's eyes, an adult, but I'm still very much a child. I rely on my parents so much. I rely on other people so much. Like, I am looking around for the adult in the situation, and I don't realize that I am sometimes. That's another thing about college is I'm excited to see how much of an adult I can be. I'm excited to see if I can be responsible or not, or if it's going to take some time.
Do you feel like this community here in Cortez and your parents and, I don't know, the school itself, have they prepared you for what you're facing this fall and going off to college?
My parents have done a wonderful job at preparing me for going off because they have let me be independent. They have always had my back just in case something went wrong, but they've always let me go my own way and kind of figure things out for myself while giving me little bits of guidance and just little nudges in the right direction without actually making me live a certain way. I don't know about the school per se, but the people in the school have given me a lot of trust. They've given me a lot of responsibility. And through that, it's given me the confidence to think I could do things on my own. It may just be exactly that, thinking I can. But I've gotten this far, and I don't think I've done the worst job. So I feel like they prepared me, and this town has given me a nice foundation for going into bigger things. I've seen this town grow quite a bit, and putting it in perspective made me think of how much I could grow from just a small little kid to something big, just like Cortez has.
What are some things that might be keeping you up awake at night right now? I mean, what are some things that you're worried about or concerned about as you head into this next phase of your life?
A big one is always finances. College is expensive. I stayed in state because I wanted the in-state tuition, but even that is difficult. I've done the math 1,000 times over, how many jobs I'll need or how many hours I'll need to work to make, you know, ends meet. And I know I'll have support from family and stuff, but my big thing is I just don't want to go into debt. That's the last thing I want, especially for education. I know it's worth it, but I'd rather avoid it. That's probably the biggest one that's keeping me awake.
Yeah. Well, what are some of the things that are really exciting to you or that you're really looking forward to as you head into college?
I'm looking forward to all the new stuff that I get to learn. I get to be my own person entirely. If there's something I don't like about how I am or my reputation here, I get a chance to get rid of it and be a completely new person. If there's something I've done bad or wrong, I can be a better person now. I can, you know, go in without any backstory, I guess. But other than that, I don't know. It's all anxiety from that.
Right. Well, you probably have friends that are younger that are going to be in high school next year. Is there any kind of advice or any kind of thoughts that you have now that you could share with people as far as, you know, making this transition or making this transition a little bit easier?
You know, I've actually had a few friends specifically ask me for letters with advice on how to survive high school, how to finish off the year. And I told them that whatever I did to help them, they need to find someone to do that for. Be the help, and just putting yourself in a position of responsibility will help you learn it faster because you have to learn it as it happens. And my biggest thing was just don't be afraid of what other people think. That's a huge thing in adolescence, in middle school and high school, is you're so scared of what your friends think of you. You don't do what you love. You don't figure out who you are. I went into a new school as the new kid. No one knew me, and I just decided I was going to do whatever interested me. And I did everything I could. I played sports. I did theater. I did student government. I did anything that kind of interested me. And I enjoyed high school so much. Every second of it, even when it was difficult, I took all the advanced classes that I could, and I pushed myself. And because I didn't care what other people thought, other people who liked just those things were more comfortable around me. They felt that I was, and I mean, I didn't have to worry about offending people because I equally loved everything. I didn't have to worry about leaving people out because that was the last thing I wanted to do. It sounds kind of selfish, but I technically put myself first. And in that, I was able to help everyone else around me without the burden of having to help myself later. So that would be my biggest piece of advice, is be who you are first and help others second. If those are your top two priorities, you'll have a very solid high school career.
I call it the oxygen mask rule, where you have to put your own oxygen mask on first before you can help others.
Exactly. That is a great way of putting it. That is very true.
Yeah. Well, David, thank you so much for coming in and talking with me. I appreciate your time.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
And good luck with your future.
I'll need it.
That's David Gonzalez Overton. He's a recent graduate from Montezuma Cortez High School. He's been talking with me this morning here on The Fishbowl on KSJD. Thanks for listening. I'm Tom Yoder.